The learning of the Dvar Torah is l'schus Reb Shalom Mordechai HaLevi ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva min HaMeitzar el HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the Avodah of Simchas Torah. The Friedeke Rebbe related, in the name of his father, the Rebbe Rashab, the 48 hours of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah must be held very precious, for every second one can draw pails and barrels, begashmias and beruchnias.
The Friedeke Rebbe said, the intense rejoicing of Simchas Torah is a keli for the provisions of one's physical needs for the whole year. Once, while dancing during Hakafis, the Friedeke Rebbe, before he was Rebbe, told a chassid, granted that we are not up to service of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, however, the service of Simchas Torah, to dance, that we can do. So dance, raise yourself up. The Baal Shem Tov related to his Talmidim, on Simchas Torah, Yidin daven shachris a little later because of the Hakafis and Suda the night before. The Malachim, who do not have this Avodah, are preparing as usual to recite songs of praise. However, they must wait for the Yidin, as they cannot sing praise to Hashem until the Yidin sing them below. In the meantime, they occupy themselves cleaning up Gan Eden. Suddenly, they find shoes there, which amazes them, for they are used to finding tzitzis and tefillin, but not shoes. They go to Malach Michal to ask him about it, and he tells them that this is his merchandise which comes from the dancing of the Yidin with Sifrei Torah. And he begins to count the shoes. These are from Kamenka, these are from Ezrich. With this, Malach Michal glories over Malach Metat, who fashions crowns for his creator from the tefillas of the Yidin, saying that he will make better crowns from these torn shoes. A certain chassid once came to one of the Rebbes and related that his teacher had come to him in a dream with fearful news. It had been decreed in heaven that one of his children would pass away. The Rebbe heard his words and sighed and did not answer. Being that it was before Sukkot, the Chassid remained by his Rebbe until after Yom Tov. And before returning home, the Chassid went into the Rebbe to ask for a bracha. The Rebbe said, "It will be good, the child will live." The Chassid asked the Rebbe for a promise, and the Rebbe promised and then asked him, "What did you do on Simchas Torah?" The Chassid replied, "When everyone was dancing at Hakafis, I stood by the oven and cried. However, then I remembered that it was Simchas Torah. So I washed my face and went to dance with the Torah." The Rebbe said to him, "You should know that with this you accomplish the change in your situation." During Hakafis, the Mittler Rebbe would be in a tremendous dveikus to the point that he was unable to hold the Sefer Torah alone. He would take a few steps, and then someone would have to go behind him and hold on to the Sefer Torah. One Simchas Torah, the Tzemach Tzedek danced at Hakafis energetically without tiring. Robust young men were not able to keep up with him, and a few of them collapsed from exhaustion. While dancing, he encouraged them, "Dance and dance, rejoice on Simchas Torah, and merit children, life, and sustenance in abundance." The Tzemach Tzedek's wife went to her father, the Mittler Rebbe, and complained that her husband was wearing out the chassidim with his dancing. The Rebbe replied, "A revelation of the light of Simchas Torah shines now for him as it shone in the Beis HaMikdash. Through his rejoicing, he merits revelation of the Neshama's essence as it is in the world of Atzilus and even higher." On Simchas Torah in the year Tofresh Memches, when the Rebbe Rashab was honored with the first Hakafa, he said that he was not yet ready. He called over a certain wholesaler and asked him to explain the nature of his business. The Chassid explained that he brings merchandise from the big city and distributes it to the small retailers, and those who pay for the goods they had been given the previous time receive a new batch on credit. Upon hearing this, the Rebbe said, "After we paid up our bill with Avodah of Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Sukkot and Simchas Beis HaSheva and Shmini Atzeres, we can now go to Hakafis and get new merchandise on credit, because Hakafa also means credit." The Friedeke Rebbe related, "One year on Shmini Atzeres, a few chassidim danced with much fervor and chayis. Afterwards, the Rebbe Rashab commented, though they had danced with his slavos and feeling, it was not wild, for the Alter Rebbe drew down the light of intellect also into dancing." The Friedeke Rebbe concluded that this was possible only because the chassidim had teachers and leaders who directed them in their avodah, for only then were they sure to go on the right path. The tzaddik Reb Chaim of Kosov had a minhag to dance every Friday night with great eslavos, his face burning aflame. Once a bench fell on his feet, and because of the pain, he stopped dancing for a few weeks. Sometime later, he was dancing again with the same fire as if nothing had ever happened. His chassidim wanted to stop him, knowing that his legs were still in pain. But Reb Chaim said, "You think I stopped dancing because my feet were hurting? On the contrary, my feet were hurting because I had stopped dancing." Once, the tzaddik Reb Levi Yitzchok of Berdichev saw a simple person dancing on Simchas Torah. Recognizing that he was unable to learn at all, He asked him what he is rejoicing about. The Yid answered, "When my brother marries off his daughter, should I not participate in his rejoicing?" The Rebbe explains that truthfully, Simchas Torah is not a brother's chasana, the celebration of another Yid, but rather every Yid's personal rejoicing. The joy on Simchas Torah is about the essence of the Torah, which is accessible to every Yid. For when a Yid learns even the smallest portion of Torah, he is connected to the entire Torah through that portion. 1 year after davening on Simchas Torah morning, the Tzemach Tzedek farbrengt. During the farbrengen, he drank a large quantity of mashke, said a lot of chassidus, and spoke a great deal about his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe. When he mentioned his Zayde's holy name, his face became a flame, and his eyes filled with tears streaming down his cheeks like two springs of water. The farbrengen extended throughout the day until the early hours of the morning. After everyone left and the Tzemach Tzedek returned to his room, some chassidim peeked through the cracks to see what he was doing. They saw him sitting with the Gemara, learning with delight and enthusiasm. After a night of Simchas Torah HaKofis, early in the morning, the Rebbe would return to his room. 1 year, a young boy was curious to know what the Rebbe was doing at such an hour, so he climbed up, peeked through the window, and saw the Rebbe sitting and learning from a big sefer, either a Gemara or a Shulchan Aruch. The Friedeker Rebbe once expressed himself, "It is not enough that we rejoice with the Torah on Simchas Torah, but the Torah must rejoice with us." Originally, the minag had been that the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, in the learning of Chitas, would be learned on Isru Chag. However, the Rebbe suggested that it be learned on Simchas Torah itself, since we begin learning Bereishis on that day. The Rebbe explained that in previous years, every moment of Simchas Torah had been utilized for rejoicing, so the learning had been pushed off to the following day. However, one who takes off time for other things should better use that time to learn. The Rebbe Rashab said, "When a poor storekeeper accepts merchandise on credit, he is glad to be trusted. But the main thing is to profit. On Simchas Torah, it is the same. We rejoice about the credit, the koiches we are given, but the true rejoicing is when we succeed in paying back the debt for the merchandise using what we have received for Torah and mitzvahs." The Friedeker Rebbe related, "My father, the Rebbe Rashab, had the minhag of announcing after the Suda on Simchas Torah, 'Now is the time of Yaakov halach ladarkoi,' and Yaakov goes on his way. After the Avodah of Tishrei, the Yidden go in the way of Torah and Mitzvahs throughout the entire year." The Friedeker Rebbe explained that at the market we acquire merchandise, and when we go home throughout the whole year, we unpack the merchandise and use it as needed. Similarly, during the month of Tishrei, every Yid is given merchandise to provide for his needs during the whole year. However, it is necessary to open the packages to do with the merchandise what is needed, though one must not forget to unpack soon, for otherwise, the merchandise may rot or dry out, and sometimes the mice will hurry, a reinchappen, to eat the merchandise." The Rebbe explained, "After the month of Tishrei, the Avodah is to draw Yiddishkeit and Kedusha into the mundane activities of the year. All actions, even eating, drinking, and business, should be done in a Yiddish way, eating with a bracha, thanking Hashem for the food, and doing business honestly without intruding on another's livelihood. Have a good Yom Tov."